we are kind of experiencing a change in the world of cinema, the change in the world of theaters, the change in the world of kind of movies which are being put out there more from the perspective of consumption. Earlier, when you used to go to a theater to watch a movie, that thing is now changed by consuming it over a streaming service on your laptop or on your phone or on your TV. And that's the kind of a constant change which we are looking at when it comes to consumption of movies or documentaries or featurettes or films. And that has been a common trend for a while, but due to the pandemic, due to the COVID situation where the theaters are shut, streaming services were one of the businesses which actually had a lot of success in last 1 year or so. And because of which, we are seeing a very much change in the way people are dropping movies out there. And I'm just going to read one of the news which I'm seeing right now on The Verge, which is why Warner Bros. Had to move its 2021 films to HBO Max. Warner Bros. Are going to launch 17 new films in 2021 and they're moving them to HBO Max. HBO Max is a streaming service just like Netflix, but owned by AT&T, which is also the owner of Warner Media. So everything is under the same umbrella, just like the Volkswagen, where you have Volkswagen, where you have Audi, you have Porsche, Bugatti, Bentley, all of them, even Lamborghini coming from Volkswagen. Just like that, AT&T is holding companies like Warner Bros., Warner Media, and also HBO and HBO Max, the streaming platform. So let's go and look at this whole situation about movie consumption or film consumption and what Warner Bros. Are planning to do and all the conversation about it. But before we do that, I would like to welcome you back to the Daily Ish Pod. I'm your host, Suyog, also known as the Fun Indian Guy. I'm a service designer, filmmaker, musician, podcaster, and a founder of an innovation company called Futuring Now. And this is the podcast where we talk about creativity, design, and innovation, and also lifestyle situations. And in today's podcast, as you already heard, we are going to talk about movie streaming and how movie premieres are changing and how one of the biggest studios, Warner Bros., are doing it this year. So what they're basically doing is they're going to launch 17 films in 2021. They will be dropping them in the theaters, but because of the pandemic, the theaters will not have complete capacity, which is fair enough. So people won't be going out there, out of their comfort zone, in the danger and watch films. That's not going to happen. So all the big budget films that which they have already produced are just sitting there and they're just thinking about how to make profit out of it because they already spent so much money in the production that a lot of money is in debt. So for that, what they're trying to do is they will be releasing the movies in the theater, but at the same time, they will be launching them on HBO Max, which is a streaming platform which they own. So what peculiar thing which they're doing here is they will be launching the new movie on HBO Max only for 1 month. After that, the movie will disappear for a while. And that's quite interesting. Their goal is to, first of all, make as much money as possible. They will be in a huge loss, but they want to offload the things as soon as possible so they can prepare themselves better and kind of pay back the debt as well. So that's why I think this damage control is happening. Their long-term perspective is by having people on the platform coming there only to watch some of the amazing blockbuster movies by Warner Bros., people will pay for the subscription of HBO Max and then the unsubscription rate is quite low. So in long-term, they will have much more people as subscribers on HBO Max, which will be a great thing for the platform itself. So that is their assumption. That's what I could read from the article. But this particular thing is very interesting that whenever you see a new, fresh thing coming up on any platform, if you're not a member of that platform, but you like that particular creator or you like that particular production house or you like that particular studio or you like that particular franchise of movies or a sitcom or series or anything or documentaries, you tend to take the subscription and you watch or you consume or you binge watch the whole thing on that platform because subscription are costing way lesser if you think about it in a perspective against buying a movie ticket. But again, you don't get the same experience of sitting in the cinema house, but you also are kind of paying for many more subscription services at the same time. That's what we kind of keep forgetting, that along with the HBO Max, you must be paying for Amazon Prime, you must be paying for Netflix, you must be paying for Disney, you must be paying for Apple TV. There's so many streaming services or subscription platforms out there that you kind of think about that one specific thing. You think it's very cheap, but when you club everything together, you're spending a lot of money on the whole entertainment leisure activities. But this long-term game of trying to log the customers in the platform itself so that you can have much more benefits in the future, it's a good thing. I think this is a damage control, saving whatever you could right now, that you drop the movies in the theater as well as on the platform, so you get more extra people who will come to your platform for that particular franchise and you kind of log them for a long time. So keeping the movie active for 1 month in the same price could be a good way to look at it. But at the same time, that brings out a big question about the importance or the significance of having cinemas, the physical spaces, for the experiences, and having streaming services where you can readily watch something. I think both the experiences are different, but now I think cinemas will have to put more efforts in creating a unique experience which is worth going to, as a lot of people now have good screens and music systems at their house, and you get streamed good content at a very good quality. So you can really consume something at your convenience very fast. You can pause, you can play it again, you can play it at any time, you can play it again and again as well. That is a benefit of the streaming platforms. But then when you go to cinema again, you have, of course, a very huge screen with a very loud and very amazing music system. But that can't be the only thing why somebody should go to a cinema house. So I think cinema, from the experience perspective, I think they'll have to reinvent and come up with much better things, which are very hard to achieve at home. Because as we go ahead, the technology is getting very, 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 very advanced in the home sector, and you are getting good results in your living room or in your bedroom as well. So that is going to be a very interesting to see about the future, that how could you have a different yet an experience which people long for, that they come and stand in a queue outside your theater and watch something. And that would also be very interesting to see as the things evolve. So Warner Bros. 2021, 17 films are coming out, and they're going to stream it for 1 month only. At the same time, they are dropping it in the theaters. That's their marketing strategy, and nobody knows how it will play out for them, as other streaming services will jump on it as well. This is a very different format of the podcast this time. I thought about this, that I keep reading amazing things. I keep reflecting on a lot of things which are happening around the world from my design, music, filmmaking, and creative perspectives. And that's why I wanted to bring one of these things here and share it with you and just chat about it and explain you or talk about what I feel about it. And please, if you're staying till the end, do come to Instagram and tell me what do you think about this particular format which I'm trying to explore here, where I'm trying to talk about something which is happening in the world or from the world news and reflecting it from my perspective. Let me know what you think about it in my inbox in the Instagram, so I would get some sort of feedback from you guys about it, which would help me build more of these kind of things. With that said, those are the ultimate words when we wind up the podcast. With that being said, that's all from today's Dailyish Pod. Thank you so much for staying till the end and listening to my exploration or mind jam or the brain jam. I really appreciate that. I hope it added some sort of tiny bit of value in your life. And if it did, I would be super duper happy about it, because yeah, adding value to my life and your life is kind of the goal of this particular situation and the moment right now. With that said, once again, guys, take care, stay safe, and I'll catch you in the next podcast. Till that time, do not forget to have fun, because having fun is not an option. It's the kind of lifestyle which we should follow. And once again, thanks for listening.